several years from the stage about Dell, that, you know, there's two uniquely American forms of vernacular music, uniquely American: bluegrass and jazz. And we had United States government came up with the idea of having an ambassador of jazz, that unique form of music, with Louis Armstrong. And it was very appropriate. He was such a great diplomat and educator and practitioner of the music. And but I don't know we've ever had really an American ambassador of the other unique American form, and that's bluegrass, in that formal kind of way. Now, I think of Louis has passed on, and now, perhaps somewhat unofficially, I think of a modern ambassador of jazz now would be Wynton Marsalis. Brilliant player, brilliant educator. This man is a brilliant practitioner of the music. He brings it forward. He honors the tradition, and he celebrates the innovation in it, because that's what folk music is. It's a grand old tradition of perpetual transition. So we honor the idea that tradition begins as an innovation, and every innovation is built on the traditions before it. I can't think of any other person in bluegrass who has embodied that spirit more than this man. So I've taken it upon myself to refer to Del McCurry as America's ambassador to bluegrass. And if you can get behind that with me, let's go with it. Please make welcome America's ambassador to bluegrass, Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band.
To thank, and that's Joe Craven right there. He's a great musician and he's a great friend of ours, has been for years and years. And he's a part of the California. We, you know, a lot of the folks that work here in all capacities are from California. Then some are from Nashville and just all over the country, you know. Right now we're gonna sing one.